Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, March 5th, the year of our Lord, 2023. And this is the second Sunday in Lent. It is a joy to welcome you here. I pray that you are practicing your Lenten discipline and finding new ways to draw closer to our good God. And one of the ways we do that is here in worship together. And as we begin in worship, we do what is our tradition here, as we celebrate the gift of life by taking in the breath of life. So let's do that together. Just breathe in and understand that this is all a gift given to us by our Creator. And as we breathe, perhaps turn your face toward the sky. Call to mind the people and the places, the situations that lighten your heart and your spirit. Give thanks to God for every good thing, for every good and perfect gift comes from the hand of God. And in this spirit, let's begin together in worship. Let's join together in the opening prayer. You can find the opening prayer printed in today's bulletin. Just over to the right of where you found the podcast, you'll see a notes tab. You tap on that, click on it, and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. Artist of souls, you sculpted a people for yourself out of the rocks of wilderness and fasting. Help us as we take up your invitation to prayer and simplicity, that the discipline of these 40 days may sharpen our hunger for the feast of your holy friendship and whet our thirst for the living water you offer through Jesus Christ. Amen. Gospel reading comes from John's Gospel in the third chapter, verses 1 through 17. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. And do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, Yet, you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the word of God for the people of God. We give thanks to God for it. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your word alive and among us. And we pray, O God, that we receive your spirit present in your word, that it would fill us and guide us and lead us and help us to experience this new birth, new life in you. Join us in this time of reflection. Open the eyes of our hearts. Help us to hear what it is you have to say to each and every one of us. Save us, O God, from misinterpretation and distraction. And we pray this in your holy name and say, Amen. There is an old expression that goes something like this, that one can know the price of everything and the value of nothing. That comes to mind as I read this passage because when it's applied to this story, I think that one can know the letter of the law, but not the spirit, not receive the gift of what's present within the letter of the law. I think that's at the heart of this exchange between Jesus and Nicodemus. Nicodemus is clearly intrigued by Jesus, but cautiously so. Cautious enough that he comes by Jesus' place at night so as not to be seen hanging out with this itinerant rabbi who is on the radar of the authorities. And the way John tells the story, they get into the conversation right away. And he says, listen, Jesus, that's Nicodemus talking. Listen, Jesus, clearly you're a teacher of God. I've seen some of this with my own eyes, and I've heard testimony from others. Your teaching is brilliant. The healing miracles. Clearly, you are of God. And there's a sense that there is going to be a follow-up to that opening sentence. But Jesus cuts him off. After he says those things, Jesus answers him, I'll read from the text, very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Jesus sensing what's coming. Nicodemus trying to think academically, right? Throw out a systematic theology. If he can do this, then clearly he's from God. If he's from God, how do I make this fit the world as I know it? With all my education and how steeped I am in the Orthodox tradition, how do I make sense of what's right in front of my face? And I think that's what Jesus helped me with this. And so Jesus begins with, we're not going to get anywhere in this conversation unless you're born from above. Nicodemus, being the linear, systematic, orthodox thinker, rather than kind of going, okay, I think Jesus is using some colorful language here, he takes it literally and says, that's kind of dumb. You can't be born above. What, are you going to get back into your mother's womb? And Jesus, I think, has to just pause for a moment and just let that sit in the air. After Nicodemus says, how can anyone be born after growing old? Can one enter for a second time into the mother's womb? And Jesus answered, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. Let's pause there. That's at 3:5. Being born of water and spirit. So, Nicodemus, let's just hold on. Let me walk you through this. There's our baptism, our cleansing baptism with water. You're familiar with it. And then within this movement that started, you remember John baptizing in the Jordan River? There is an outward sign. People came, they were convicted by John, and they were baptized with water. An outward physical sign that they were ready and open for the movement to join. And that sets something else in play. This baptism of the Spirit, Nicodemus. See, what's born of flesh is flesh, and what's born of spirit is spirit. Nicodemus, there's all this stuff, this fleshly, material stuff that you can measure and manage. You can quantify it. You can point to it. There are the things you study, the brilliant writings and teachings. Think of that as flesh. But then there's this mysterious peace, hope, joy, wisdom, and it kind of bubbles up from inside. When you make the move first for the baptism of water, you usher in and invite and open up the opportunity for this spirit to awaken within you. It's inside of all of us, Nicodemus. But you have to let it come to life. And don't be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. Here, Nicodemus, let me give you an example. Think of a beautiful spring day. And you're outside. Maybe you're walking down the street or you're sitting in your favorite spot in the garden. And a gentle breeze picks up. And it pushes back your hair and it just kisses your face. And you can hear it and feel it. But do you know where it came from? Do you know where it's going? Nicodemus, the wind blows where it chooses. And you hear the sound of it. You don't know where it comes from or where it goes. And so it is with everyone who's born of the Spirit. It's not. And I know this is hard for you, Nicodemus. There isn't a chart or a pattern for it. You can't really control it. You just kind of have to be opened to it. And Nicodemus said to them, how can these things be? Jesus, this doesn't make any sense to the way I understand the world. I'm convicted by it. I'm shaken by it. But how can it be? It doesn't make sense with all of my training. It doesn't make sense with everything I've done in my life. And Jesus answered him, are you a teacher of Israel? And you do not understand these things. Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. Nicodemus, I've told you about earthly things and you do not believe. How can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? Now, here's my interpretation here. Nicodemus, there's a reason you came here. There's a reason this stirs you up inside and shakes you up and makes you equal parts terrified and overjoyed, that you might be laughing and crying all at the same time. Because how could it be? You know, I know you know how it could be. That every promise, every letter of the law, that maybe, just maybe, the Messiah that you've written about, prayed about, expected, maybe that Messiah is standing right in front of you, Nicodemus. And he's come differently than you imagine. And you're stuck. You're stuck being able, from being able to just drop everything and follow, or to continue to go along the path you've become familiar with. Nicodemus, this is going somewhere. Think about the story of Moses in the wilderness. Think about when he held up the staff and those who looked upon it were healed, saved. There's a day coming when I'm going to be lifted up in a similar way, referring to his crucifixion. And that those who could believe, those who can be like, those who will follow in the way to believe, to be like me, knowing they can't be me, but they can do what I do, and they can say what I say, they can love the way I love, they can give the way I give, they can lay on hands and pray the way I lay hands and pray, they can stand up and offer somebody else their seat, they can give somebody their last dime, they can risk their life for a friend. This law that you've been studying, that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like, brother. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes can be like, aspires to be like him, may not perish but have life eternal. Won't accumulate a bunch of stuff. Won't accumulate power and prestige for the sake of power and prestige, but will accumulate loving relationships, will accumulate a charitable and gracious soul, will be rich in the stuff that can never, ever be taken away. It won't be rusty. It won't get stolen. You won't lay awake at night thinking about how you can protect it. You'll be thinking about the kind of stuff that you can't wait to give away. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This might be hard to hear, Nicodemus, but it's actually simpler than you imagine. That the sum of the law and the prophets sounds something like this. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Watch me, Nicodemus, says Jesus. Do what I do. Because if you can't, you can never participate. It's as if, Nicodemus, you're holding all the keys to the kingdom. You've been given the citizenship, the membership card, but you never activate it. It belongs to Nicodemus, friends. It belongs to you and to me. By virtue of being born, And we're just called to open ourselves up to this breeze that blows over us, to pay attention when something lights us up, when we, like Nicodemus, see the good works of Christ among us. And we don't try to explain it or categorize it or come up with some tidy theological system to explain it away. Jesus' miracles point to the reality of God with us. The fact that we're still telling the story of Nicodemus in this meeting points to the reality of God alive in our word, in our sacraments, in our communities, in our lives, in our workplace. And so on this day, may we remember that to be born from above is to believe, and to believe is not an academic endeavor. It's not filling out the right form or reciting some rote creed. It's living a life of Christ-likeness. It's expressed in our capacity to love God, our neighbors, and indeed to truly love ourselves. It's brilliant good news, to which I say, Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, for the help that you promised and the help that you provide. We offer you our thanks and our praise. As the lyrics to the song go, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. God, your name be praised. May we come into your house with thanksgiving and praise. We ask for your continued protection, your continued forgiveness, your guidance for every man, woman, and child, O God. Help us to see and hear and know the truth. And when we've seen it and heard it and come to know it, may it inform every part of our lives. Help us to live it out. Bless this, your good world, O God. Bless us with healing and hope and peace and love and joy and grace. We pray that you put an end to violence, that you cool the fevers, that you heal the sick, that you bring hope and comfort to the afflicted. And God, we, each and every one of us, we have our own list of joys and concerns, our prayer lists. And we take an opportunity during this time of prayer, each one of us, to make a quiet moment, to faithfully sit in your presence and share with you the joys and the concerns of our hearts. Hear us, O God, as we come to you and seek your comfort and your counsel. We break our silence. We give you thanks, O God, for the gift of peace and quiet. And we thank We thank you for the gift of the church in our lives, for the faithful men and women who have preserved for us the stories and the songs and the prayers. Hear us as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Dear friends, I pray that we can all move forward from this moment with fresh inspiration. We have some help from above, strength that comes from God, healing that comes from God, faith that comes from God. All of it a gift from the hand of our God, our very lives, a gift from God, our God. That we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who bids us peace. Go in peace. Amen.